Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having fantastic Wednesdays. We're going to cover a lot of ground here. UCLA, Columbia, North Carolina protests and more. What's going on? Why is this so significant? I think this is really important. Much less important, but very frustrating to me. Bally's goes dark on Comcast. What does it represent? The Bees take over and at the Dodgers Diamondbacks game much more that we will dive into. But it's a time for choosing, and I want to make sure we clip this and we put it on TikTok. So I'm starting right now for TikTok. Listen here, all of you college idiots. Every single person out there that is protesting in favor of Palestine, in favor of Gaza independence, in favor of Hamas, however you want to classify this, you are all idiots. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You lack basic comprehension and understanding. But you're still so young that I think your ignorance can be cured. What can't be cured is the idiot faculty that are somehow cheerleading you along when it comes to these protests that are taking place all over the country. Last night, the NYPD had to go into Columbia and reclaim buildings. They also had to break up a three-hour-long ridiculous brawl that was taking place on UCLA's campus. There is good and evil in the world. And if you are protesting in favor of Hamas in any way, you are on the side of evil. You are ignorant little nincompoops. Just follow me along here for a moment. Let's pretend that Hamas actually had a state. What would living in that state be like for you, you ignorant little nincompoops? Well, if you're a woman, you would have no basic human rights. You want to run around talking about how Donald Trump is Hitler because Roe v. Wade has been overturned. You would effectively be, if you are a woman living in almost any country in the Middle East, you are a second-class citizen. You have no basic human rights as we know them. You have to wear particular clothing. Recently, you weren't even allowed to drive a car. Recently, you weren't even allowed to attend a sporting event. Iran just executed a girl for doing a TikTok dance, not wearing a hijab. All of you dumb ass idiots sitting around on TikTok doing dance videos all day. If you did them wearing the clothes that you are wearing in many Middle Eastern countries, they would kill you. I'm so sick of how fucking stupid you are. And it's time somebody grabbed you ignorant morons by the scruff of your neck and kicked your ass and told you that good and evil is real and that you are on the side of evil. If you care about basic human rights at all, do you know the only country in the Middle East that gives basic human rights? It's Israel, you ignorant morons. If you claim to care about truth and justice and freedom of speech and basic human decency and human rights, You're on the wrong side. You've been sold a bill of goods, and worse than that, you're too dumb to even realize it. You are a revolutionary revolting in favor of your own eradication, you dumb. There's so many words I want to use here, but I'm just going to stick with ignorant morons. If you are gay and you are protesting on behalf of the Palestinians, they would chop your fucking head off, you ignorant fool, if you came out and acknowledged your gayness. They don't give you gender reaffirming surgery in Palestine. If you want to go protest, I'm rich, I'll buy you a plane. Get on the fucking plane. I'll fly you to Gaza and you can go march there and every single one of you will get your goddamn heads chopped off. I'm sorry. There is good. There is evil. You're on the side of evil and you're too fucking dumb to realize it. And usually I don't curse, but I want this up on TikTok and I want it going viral and I want all of you ignorant morons to get it shared and get it shoved in your face. Everything that you claim to care about, you are not actually supporting. You're using Western values that don't exist in the countries you're claiming to support. Western civilization has given you free speech and capitalism and democratic republics, and you're using all the virtues of Western civilization to try to tear it down in favor of a theocracy. You claim to be terrified of religious Trump voters, and you're actually advocating for the eradication of your life if you're gay or you're a woman. You've all bought into a woke lie. You have a virus in your brain that has been propagated through social media, which is why I'm trying to use social media to reach you, because hopefully somebody will slap your stupid face and make you wake up and realize what a ignorant moron you actually are. What you are advocating for would erase everything that gives you the ability to advocate for it. There is no free speech in most Middle Eastern countries. Again, I just ask you to think. You worried about TikTok being banned in the United States. You dumb morons. If you dance in many Middle Eastern countries without wearing a hijab, they will execute you. Good and evil exist. The purpose of education, in my mind, is to make you capable of understanding what the difference between good and evil truly is. What's scary to me about so many of you whose brains have been captured is you actually think that you're on the side of good when you attack Israel's ability to defend itself. You're evil. You're on the side of evil. You are modern day equivalent, since all of you ignorant morons love to make historical analogies and make anyone who disagrees with you a Nazi. You're the Nazis. You are the modern day version of a Nazi when you are advocating for a people that wants to eradicate Jews from ever existing. We just had on October 7th the most deadly day for Jews since the Holocaust. And you are advocating for the people who are trying to wipe Jews off the planet. It's very fashionable now for everyone who is young to think, oh, we would have never committed the sins of the past. If I had lived in 1820, I would have been the conductor of the Underground Railroad. I would have never allowed slavery to exist. Tear down that statue of George Washington. He owned slaves. Tear down the statue of Thomas Jefferson. He owned slaves, or anybody that was affiliated with the Confederacy. They're awful, evil human beings. We're better than that now. You're worse. Because you have all the lessons of history and you're making the same mistake. You are on the side of evil and you think you're on the side of good while you lecture all of us. I hope this goes viral. Because the people that you're paying $90,000 a year to educate you, they're actually not educating you at all. They're polluting your mind with filth and making you unable to see the difference between good and evil.
What's up, everyone? It's Nick Wright, and I got something exciting to talk to you about today. Angie, your ultimate destination for getting all your jobs done well. Now, Angie isn't just your average home services marketplace. It's a game changer. With over 150 million homeowners served and a network of over 200,000 skilled pros, Angie has experience and expertise to tackle any project with ease. Whether you're looking to spruce up your backyard or undergo a major home renovation, Angie's got your back. And their pros are locally based, often running small businesses right in your community. And here's the best part. Angie makes the process seamless, from researching and comparing pros to scheduling services at your convenience. Angie's user-friendly platform puts you in control. So why settle for anything less than perfection when it comes to your home? With Angie, you can trust every project will be completed with the utmost care and professionalism. So get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today to discover why homeowners across the nation are turning to Angie to get all their jobs done well.
All those faculty lining up with linked arms to protect you from being arrested in New York or Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles, they're selling you a bill of goods. They hate America. They hate everything that it represents, but they want to take advantage of all Western civilization values to tear it down. You're a propagandist for people who hate you. And you're too fucking dumb to even recognize it right now. Been thinking a lot about this because people want to make historical analogies and they want to say, well, these protests that are on college campuses right now, well, it's like in 1968 on Columbia's campus when Vietnam was going on. No, it's not. Because the students that were protesting Vietnam were actually potentially in danger of being sent to Vietnam. They didn't want to go fight in a war halfway around the world that they didn't think was justified. I understand why that protest might be going on. What you are doing now is you are advocating for people who would destroy you if they had the chance to do it. Gays for Palestine, they would chop your head off. Feminists who claim to stand up for the oppressed Palestinian people, you're not allowed to walk in the Middle East without wearing clothes that they tell you you can wear. You rarely, until recently, couldn't even drive a car in freaking Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is one of the most, in many ways, advanced countries in terms of technology in the entire Middle East. Iran just killed a woman, a little girl, a 16-year-old, for dancing without a hijab on. If you want to actually advocate for human rights, you should be defending Israel, because Israel is the only, as Arabs in Israel have more human rights than they do anywhere else in the world. Israeli values should exist throughout the entire Middle East. If Israeli values existed in Iran, the country would be far better off. If Israeli values existed in every country in the world would be better off. If you believe in truth, if you believe in justice, if you believe in basic human rights, then you have to support Israel. I'm sorry. I'm super fired up about this because last night I'm watching NYPD go in at Columbia. I'm watching the LA police have to go in LA. And I think this is so important. And we can clip this one differently. Joe Biden claimed that he was going to restore the soul of the country. He's failed. He said after what he saw happened in Charlottesville, just off the campus of the University of Virginia, he knew he had to run for president. There are Charlottesvilles everywhere. He claimed that Trump said that there were both sides had very fine people, meaning that he said Nazis were very fine people. He didn't. Trump said there were very fine people on the side of whether there should be a Robert E. Lee statue or not. Go look at the transcript. That's the truth. But what Biden is doing is he's actually saying directly to all of you what he claimed Trump was saying in the wake of Charlottesville. What he's actually saying is there are very fine people on the side of Palestine. That's not true. Hamas, in its charter, wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. There are not very fine people on the side of Hamas, which is the democratically elected government of Gaza. Hamas is evil. Israel is good. Joe Biden is unable himself to distinguish between good and evil, not because, although his brain doesn't work, he may not be able to distinguish himself, but his administration can. The reason they won't say it is because they're worried because their identity politics coalition has Arabs and it has Jews. And if you acknowledge that Jews are good in this context and that Hamas is evil, then you are going to lose the Arab vote, which means you're going to lose the presidency. Joe Biden and his administration is unwilling and unable to tell you the truth because electoral politics would distract and detract from their ability to win the election. This is all super, super important. It's all still very basic. You can do the research yourself, or you can just trust me. What do I have to gain? All I'm going to do is try to tell you the truth every single day on this show. All right, much less serious. This is so serious. It's even hard to make a transition here. So let me just reiterate again. Hamas, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. For those of you out there that are nincompoops and have no recollection of history, what you are protesting on an American campus is saying, effectively, the United States had no right to respond after 9/11 when Al-Qaeda attacked us. What you are effectively saying is that Israel is not allowed to respond to Hamas as the United States responded to Al-Qaeda after they brought down the Twin Towers and flew into the Pentagon. I don't recall anyone in America in 2001 saying the United States did not have complete right to respond and wipe out as much of Al-Qaeda as we could, including the people who tried to perpetrate the attack against us on 9/11. America was more united on 9/12 than I've ever seen this country in my life, that we were going to rain down holy hell on the terrorists who attacked us. Nearly 100% agreement on that. 20 years later, Israel has their version of 9/11 happen, and much of the United States is actually coming out and saying that they think Israel shouldn't have the right to defend itself. And many of the kids on campuses are actually coming out and trying to defend Hamas. Frank Luntz shared this. It's a Hill poll. This is not a common issue for most Americans. If you are older than 65 years old, you have 93% of you support Israel, 7% of you support Hamas. If you're 55 to 65, 91 to 9. 45 to 54, 85 to 15. 35-44, 75-25, 25-34, 64-36, 18-24, 57% Israel, 43% Hamas. How is it the case that as American pollster here, as the age of the people polled gets younger, the ability to distinguish between good and evil becomes more difficult? That's ominous. Super ominous. I'm just pointing it out. You'd like to think with age comes wisdom. Maybe that's it. I think it's that people who are older in this country understand what Western civilization is. People who are young take it for granted. And there's an entire cottage industry inside of these universities designed to actually make students think that their country is evil. I want to give credit. There have been people who have stood up against this, in particular, a super viral moment at the University of North Carolina, where a group of frat guys gathered around the American flag and held it up while singing the national anthem as they were pelted with verbal abuse and water on the center of UNC Chapel Hill's campus. Guys, they took down the American flag on the center of UNC's campus and raised the Palestinian flag. This isn't just happening in New York and LA. Although I give credit to Mayor Eric Adams, he's a Democrat of New York City, who said, and I'm paraphrasing him, that it was incredibly offensive that at the City College of New York, that the Palestinian flag would be flying over the campus there. Same thing has happened at many different universities. Mayor Adams said that his uncle died defending that flag, and he was personally offended. I give credit to the NYPD for raising the United States flag to replace the Palestinian flag. But what does it say about our country? That on some of our most elite educational institutions, on the center of campus, the United States flag can be torn down and the flag of Palestine could be raised. There's a profound sickness in America today. It is a time for choosing. You're either on the side of good, which is Western civilization, basic human rights, or you're on the side of evil. Israel's on the side of good. Hamas is on the side of evil. If you can't recognize the distinction between the two of them, you are a profoundly, in my opinion, broken, sick, tortured soul. Much less serious. In fact, this is so much less serious that I'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't even know how you transition from the world is on fire and many of you are too ignorant to even realize that you're standing on the side of evil by taking Hamas's side against Israel, and then pivoting and saying, I got to talk about the Bally sports issue going on right now at Comcast. I can't even do it. This is so serious. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll talk about the bees. I'm so fired up about this. Guys, clip this well. Put it everywhere on social media. If you like this, make it go viral. It's a time for choosing. It's a time to pick good or evil. And it's a time to understand the consequences of your decisions. Many of you are cosplaying and in the process eradicating your own selves in the process. It's staggering. It's troubling. It's incredibly disappointing. But we have to win this battle, or frankly, Western civilization is in danger of collapsing and being taken over completely by the woke mind virus. I love all of you. Use your brains, read more, understand the difference between good and evil, and try to teach those around you the same. My name is Clay Travis, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. This has been OutKick, the show.